Welcome to the Fit for the Future podcast, which helps you navigate this fast-changing world by bringing you ideas, information, interviews, and insights for being fit for the future. Here's your host, Gihan Pereira.
Hello, this is Gihan Pereira. Let me ask you, are you a possibility thinker? Now, before you answer that and before I explain it any further, let me tell you two little stories, two incidents that happened in my life in the last couple of weeks, and both involve members of my family. The first, a couple of weeks ago, I was driving my mum and dad back home from somewhere, and we were stopped at traffic lights. And my dad, who's in his mid-80s now, he was in the passenger seat and he turned to me and said, "You know what? I think AI would be really good for managing and controlling traffic lights." I said, "That's interesting. Tell me why." Because he's right, but I was interested in knowing his thinking. And he said, because AI would be able to monitor traffic all around an area, whether it's a suburb or a city, and then would be able to control the traffic lights to optimize the traffic flow. And he's exactly right. And he's in his mid-80s now, and he's looking at the potential of AI. The second story is last week, I took my 19-year-old niece and her boyfriend out to dinner, and they're both at university at the moment, and we were chatting about university experiences. And Abby asked me about my experience at uni. And I said that when I was studying computer science at the University of Western Australia, my thesis was about AI. And she laughed and said, "Oh, that's so funny." And I said, "Why is that, Abs?" And she said, "All that time ago, 30 years ago, you wrote a thesis about AI. Now, AI could write your thesis." And I think she was only half joking about that. But those are the two stories. So there was my dad in his 80s, there was my niece who's not yet 20, and they were both thinking about AI in different ways, but one of the things they had in common is that they were possibility thinkers. So they were looking at the potential. What could AI do? And this doesn't apply only to AI, it applies to any technology, any innovation, any big change. You can be a possibility thinker and look at possibility and opportunity, or you could look at the what could go wrong. You could look at the risks, the problems, the challenges, the limitations. And can I invite you, can I suggest that a good way to get started is when you look at any new technology, whether it's AI or something else, or other innovation, is to be a possibility thinker first. Look at possibility and potential before you look at the problems and the risks. So rather than immediately asking what could go wrong, ask the other question, what could possibly go right? And if you have that possibility thinker mindset, then you're looking at opportunity first, and then you're putting guardrails around it as necessary. You'll make more progress that way if you do it that way, rather than starting off by thinking about what could go wrong, because then your thinking tends to be smaller. So for yourself and your team, if you want to be future ready, build this possibility thinker mindset. If you'd like to know more about that, then download the worksheet I've got here, and it'll give you exercise that you can do with your team to build that possibility thinker mindset for them and for you as well. Take it, share it with your team, and I'm sure you'll find it useful. I'll see you in the future. I hope you enjoyed that and found something valuable for your professional life, maybe your personal life as well. You'll find the link to download the worksheet that I mentioned in the show notes for this episode, or you can go to gihantoldme.com and you can download that worksheet and all the other worksheets that I'm making freely available to you and your team. And look, if you did get some value from it, please share the love by reviewing and rating it in the place where you get your podcasts. That really does help to promote it to other people as well. This is Gihan Pereira. Bye for now.
For show notes, past episodes, and more, visit GihanPereira.com. And remember, great minds don't think alike.